Communications Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. This is Tuesday, May 13th, and we are going into work session on some more pieces of House Bill 5026 and House Bill 5019. I'll open a work session on House Bill 5026 as it relates to the Health-Related Occupational Licensing Board and their fee bill. Or this is the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology and their fee bill. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. Distributed to your offices yesterday afternoon the LFO recommendations. I hope you have those. If not, I have copies for you.
I guess I brought the wrong one. Here,
I do. We'll begin with the LFO recommended technical budget changes as we have done before. The merit increase, the salary freeze adjustment was $1,788. Inflation adjustments, $1,007. And the reduction due to the reduced attorney general rate was $596.
Are there any questions or comments on the technical adjustments to the budget? Please continue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This board has one policy package, Package 283. The request was to increase out-of-state travel for a board member or executive director to attend a national conference. The LFO recommendation, again, consistent with what we've done in the past and with all agencies, is that this package not be approved. With a reduction in out-of-state travel statewide.
And could you, Mr. Olson, tell the committee what's in the base budget for travel?
Madam Chair, I believe this leaves very little in the base budget terms. This would leave just right around $500 in the budget for out-of-state travel.
Okay.
So this impacts this board a little bit more than some of the other boards that you've heard.
Madam Chair, question.
And if I have one more question, how much is the amount of the policy package 283? I could look at
this policy package 2000. Totals $2,000, of which was for out-of-state travel and $500 for employee training.
And could you talk to us about what the nature of the employee training was?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure the answer to that. Perhaps we could have the executive director talk to that.
Good morning. I'm Brenda Felber, the executive director for the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. The $500 has been used for and was proposed to be used for the conference fee itself.
Okay, so this is the attending of a professional conference.
That's correct.
Okay, and what was the $2,000 for?
That was for the travel-related expenses.
Okay, so the $500 was the registration and $2,000 was travel?
That's correct.
Or $1,500, okay. And was that for one person?
Yes.
Okay. And what would the $500 in the base budget be used for?
Well, that would just be for any other employee training that would take place during the biennium for myself or for my staff.
So it's unallocated at this point? You don't have a plan for it?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Representative or Senator Gordon, officer.
Thank you very much. Would you tell us what is the national conference that will be missed, and what is the opportunity that will also be missed as a result of not attending?
The conference that I have attended in past bienniums is the National Council of Speech Boards. It's all of the state agencies across the United States belong to this national council, and that's the conference that the board and I have selected to attend. And the board feels, and I feel, that because we are such a small agency, there's great benefit to networking with other executive directors in similar in the same positions in other states. The topic for the conference varies from year to year, and I'm not real sure what the next one is. I know that they're held in October of each year.
Yes. Were you in attendance at this conference last year?
I believe so. I'm having trouble remembering which one it was. I've attended a few times, and I believe I did attend the conference last time.
Okay. Thank you.
Further comments or questions on the travel issue? Are there any objections to the LFO recommendation? Okay, let's proceed.
Madam Chair, Chair, member of the subcommittee, then, the recommended amendment to the bill would be to amend page 2, line 15, and change that amount to $157,577. For the budget for the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology.
Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology as modified and amend page 2, line 15 of House Bill 5026 to $157,577.
So moved.
Thanks.
Okay, scissors, rocks, paper, okay? That's this thing, right?
But you haven't heard that in a long time.
We have a motion on the table. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Performance measures.
Again, the performance measures can be found on page B7 of the budget binder. LFO would recommend that the subcommittee approve the performance measures as submitted by the agency, with direction that the board, as we will be doing with all the health-related licensing boards, have them develop additional performance measures regarding complaints and investigations, as the subcommittee discussed the other day.
Mm-hmm. Are there any comments or questions on the LFO recommendation with the performance measures? I would accept the motion to approve the performance measures as submitted and with direction.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley Roos, there's a motion on the table. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Vacancies.
There are no vacancies for this agency. We can move on to any balance.
We sure could.
Okay. Thank you. The governor's balance budget had an ending balance of $55,952. When the LFO recommendations are taken into consideration, that ending balance would then be $61,495, or approximately 9.4 months worth of expenditures. There is one error in this discussion on any balances. The board actually renews licenses once per biennium and not per year, as written there. So again, we need to look at the lowest ending balance of any given month, and according to the cash flow analysis that you have, that was $61,812, again 9.4 months. I will say, though, that last session the legislature passed a bill that created two new licensing categories. House Bill 3268 created the Speech Language Pathology Assistant Active License and the Speech Language Pathology Assistant Inactive License. This new category will may or may not impact the ending balance. Again, it's fairly new, and the board's just beginning to license these folks. And so LFO would recommend that the fees remain the same for the next biennium, and we'll monitor the ending balances and make any adjustments next biennium, next session if we need to.
when we have some idea of the revenue that's going to be generated by the new categories.
Correct.
Are there questions or comments on the ending balance and the cash flow?
Just real quickly, Madam Chair.
Representative Bates.
Especially in these small agencies, you may have 9 months of ending balance, but it's only $20,000 or $30,000, and that's too small a number to start looking at in any way reducing as far as fees or any other method. If you take away something like that, they may come up very short because the flux is so great. So I would support what LFO is suggesting to us very strongly.
Madam Chair, Representative Bates, as a follow-up to that, some of these small boards at any point in time could end up having a fairly detailed and complicated complaint and investigation that could wipe out a substantial amount of that ending balance with attorney general fees or hearings officer panel costs as well. So it is a small amount, and 3 to 6 month rule of thumb may not apply in all cases.
Any more discussion or comment on the ending balance issue? Does anyone have objections to the LFO recommendation? Let's move on to the fee bill.
Okay, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, I put at your places a copy of House Bill 5051. Not that we are acting or you are acting upon this bill today, only in that the language that is in this bill is the language that will be put into House Bill 5019 as ratification of the fee bill, the fees for this particular board. Again, the 2001 Legislative Assembly passed House Bill 3268, the board adopted these fees for the speech-language pathology assistant, and so this action would simply ratify those fees that were approved by the last Legislative Assembly. And so LFO is recommending that the fees be approved and the House Bill 5019 be amended to include these fees.
Are there questions or comments for Mr. Olson on the LFO recommendation? Chair would accept a motion to amend House Bill 5019 as recommended by LFO.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. I will close the work session on the State Board of Examiners for Speech-Language Pathology and Audiology and open a work session on the portion of House Bill 5026 that applies to the Oregon Board of Dentistry. And we'll have a speech out in our fiscal analysts here. Good morning.
Good morning. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I do have copies of my of the work session.
I'll take one too.
Representative March, are you?
I have one. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Cindy Jones. In front of you, we'll start with the Board of Dentistry on the technical adjustments. For inflation, there was an $8,732 adjustment. Merit increases, $40,056 adjustment. For the Attorney General assessment, $18,011 assessment. And for the Department of Administrative Services, their assessment, $1,648 for a total of $68,447 in technical adjustments.
Are there any questions or comments on the technical adjustments? Or disagreements with the technical adjustments? Please proceed.
Under vacancy savings, there were no vacancies. However, the since the vacancy list was done, the director has put in her retirement, so she will be retiring and be replaced.
But that's probably not a good vacancy for us to take.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Go where the money is.
No, policy packages.
Now, there were three policy packages proposed. The first one for the Board of Dentistry, their current lease, it's a five-year lease. It's going to expire July of 2004, and the rent's expected to be increased, commensurate with market rates. We don't know what that is, so I recommend approval, but with a caveat for DAS to unschedule the $9,506 until they find out what the rent will actually be.
Questions on Policy Package 131? Are there any objections to Policy Package 131? Okay, let's move ahead.
Policy Package 132, it replaces a network server, a mail server software, and upgrades to their existing workstation. LFO recommends approval on that for $7,925.
Representative Smith.
How old is their current system?
Can we have the director come forward, please?
Good morning. I'm Joanne Bones, Acting Executive Director for the Board of Dentistry. Our system varies in age because we're on a sort of a continuing cycle of replacement, but the server that we're talking about was installed in, I believe, 97 or 98, and it's currently slower than some of the stations that it serves. We would only be doing replacements on stations as needed. Some of them are older than others.
Madam Chair.
Senator Gordon.
We're replacing the male server. Are we keeping the female server?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
I was just checking.
If we were awake or not.
Is this part of your diversity question?
A little levity never hurts.
Any further serious questions on Policy Package 132? Are there objections to the policy package? Let's have a go at 133.
Policy Package 133, it would increase investigator and consultant services from 16 hours per week to 32 hours per week to a total of $55,691. LFO recommends approval of the package, but to ask DAS to unschedule the other fund's expenditure limitations until the expenditures are needed.
So, again, in making the assumption that perhaps not all of this money will be actually used to hold it in reserve and have it released on an as-needed basis so that they can continue to work on the issues that have come forward through the investigator or that need to be investigated. Any questions or comments on Policy Package 133? Objections to Policy Package 133? Let's move ahead to the recommendation on the appropriation bill.
LFO recommends the budget bill in the amount of $1,646,368 on 7 FTE by approving the following amendments to House Bill 5026. In Section 1 of Other Funds, Line 6, delete $1,770,506 and insert $1,646,368. Approval of these recommendations result in a total agency budget of $1,646,368.
So, committee members, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first budget that we have that breaks the million-dollar mark. So it's kind of a milestone in that regard. Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Dentistry as modified and amend Line 6 of House Bill 5526 to $1,646,368.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I want to discuss that point real quickly, if I could.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be voting for the budget. That's not a problem, but this board is potentially facing a financial difficulty, and I'd like to get that on the record right now. Mm-hmm. And that concerns dental minority ownership, a bill which badly failed on the House side. This is something that may not go away. I'd like to have a quick conversation with the director here, even though she's going to be retiring, probably at a very appropriate time. There is a strong possibility the board would be facing a lawsuit brought because the board is not in compliance right now as far as enforcing the law. The state of Oregon says you cannot have minority ownership. And we know there are 400 or more dentists who do, in fact, have minority ownership because it complies with federal IRS laws, allow them to get some significant tax breaks, and allows them to have ownership of employees in the practice and deal with some other issues. As the board contemplated what the cost of that lawsuit would be and how you go about trying to bring dentists into compliance with state law?
Representative Morgan, Representative Bates, thank you for the question. I had a conversation with the board chair yesterday on this issue, and the board will be addressing this, your question, the issue of enforcement of the current Dental Practice Act and the way it will remain, and basically the message that's sent by the legislative vote on 2964 at its meeting on May 23rd. The president of the board, Dr. Ronald Short, who was with me here in February, asked me to tell you that he very strongly believes that the board needs to assertively enforce the Dental Practice Act. We hope that if the full board votes to do that, it will at least avoid the lawsuit. Then the board can move forward with asking dentists in general to voluntarily comply. If then we run into issues where there is noncompliance, the enforcement costs, if they exceed what the board's ability within its a limitation that you allow us, the board could come back to the emergency board for further limitation. Thank you very much. And I do believe that at least to some extent there's existing and adequate funds available to in our cash balances to deal with that on a short-term basis anyway.
Yes, Madam Chair, it's a thorny problem, and it came out of interim committee, and most of us were not, myself included, were not wedded to the bill one way or the other. We just wanted to clean this up because we see it as a potential for lawsuits and difficulty. If the board feels comfortable that you're going to be able to get compliance without a huge cost to yourselves, then that's appropriate. There's no way for me to even suggest amount that will be changed here for what you might run into in the next 18 months if a lawsuit's brought against you. North Carolina experience was $400,000 to defend that lawsuit. Hopefully that would never happen, and maybe the action the board will take will prevent a lawsuit, which would be excellent. Compliance may be difficult for many dentists who have set up corporations, professional corporations, and LLCs that are going to be difficult to change and expensive to change. So I think you've got a rocky course ahead of you, but good luck. When will you be leaving the board?
Representative Morgan, Representative Bates, I've officially retired and agreed to stay on with the board to assist with the legislative session and recruiting my replacement, but I'm working part-time. So I expect to be done by mid-July when I'm going on a trip to Africa. So
okay.
They'll have to manage without me.
Lions and tigers may be less difficult than what the board's going to be facing.
Is judging from the what happened in the on the House side when we considered the bill, this is going to be a very thorny and politically charged discussion and an issue that the board is probably going to, it's going to take a while to work through, and it's not going to be easily solved.
Yes, Madam Chair, I agree with you, and the board has been facing, of course, this question for several years and had determined that it was either fix the law or enforce it, and the message is now clear to enforce it, and that is also the stance, evidently, of the Oregon Dental Association. So we're assuming that the Dental Association will also support the board's efforts to enforce the law. So let's see how it goes.
Representative March.
Do we have any dental companies run by a dentist, because that's what it has to be here, that also have offices in other states, i.e. somebody in Portland having an office in Vancouver that you know of?
Representative Morgan, Representative March, yes. We do. Willamette Dental, for instance, is a multi-state practice, and it is owned and run by a dentist, Dr. Eugene Scortes.
I see a U.S. Supreme Court decision in this future.
This is a very thorny issue. Mm-hmm.
Interstate trade.
Could be. Any other comments on the budget bill in general or the situation in the world as the board will see it?
What was that bill number again? That the bill that failed?
2964. Thank you. Right. It didn't fail by a bit.
We're talking about a very pronounced margin of failure.
How much was that?
40 or 45 no's, I don't know. It was, the dentist put a blitz on that they did not want bargaining membership or minority ownership because they were fearful of large corporations coming in and setting up dental clinics, and they're worried about quality of care. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I mean, it's like optometrists going up against these big outfits come in and do eyeglass deals, hospitals want to pick, so it's that kind of thing. And it's a big change for dentistry. Physicians are used to it, optometry is used to it, but it's a huge change for dentists, and it's something they're very uncomfortable with. And, I think it's going to come sooner or later, but it's not now. I'm not ready for it.
Well, and just to reiterate, I think that the best fix is one that it comes to the legislature with both sides agreeing to it. So I would hope that whatever happens, if something does show up here in the next session, that it has a large volume or a majority of people supporting it.
Appreciate your comments. Thank you.
May not be up to them. With the courts.
Let's go on, and we have passed the approved the change to the budget bill. So let's go ahead and take a look at the performance measures.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the performance measures can be found on page 41 of the governor's budget binder, and LFO recommends approval of the performance measures as submitted.
And these performance measures, I understand, do have parts in them that deal with complaints already.
Madam Chair, I need to check that out really quick, but I believe so.
They have that, and they have how much time it takes to do a complaint, and how they brought that down. I actually went through this last night.
Yeah. Madam Chair, Representative Bates, you're correct. One of our performance measures has to do with turnaround time on doing our investigations, and our one budget package is related to that.
Any further questions or comments on the performance measures? I would accept a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted. So moved. Representative Smith has moved. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Ending balance.
The ending balance in the 2003-05 governor's balance budget was $489,829 for 7 months worth of ending balance. When LFO took the reductions into consideration, the ending balance would be $681,078 or 10 months of expenditures. The lowest ending balance during the 01-03 biennium was $350,928 for 5 months worth of expenditures.
So again, Representative Bates, the ending balance, I think, allows the board some leeway in dealing with that issue if it does arise and goes to litigation. But again, that avenue is open for the board to come to the e-board for the expenditure limitation to deal with the issue.
I just make the comment they may need every penny of that ending balance. I don't think we should go there at all.
And the LFO recommendation is to just let it ride. Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments on the ending balance issue? Okay. Then we'll close the work session. I'll close the work session on House Bill 5026 as it relates to the Oregon Board of Dentistry. And I think that completes our agenda work for today. We will be in tomorrow, and I believe we have teacher standards and practices.
I would have to check that out. I don't know what is up for tomorrow.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I apologize.
So having no further business before the subcommittee, this meeting is adjourned, and we'll reconvene at 8:30, Senator Mesley, tomorrow morning.